In the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, we find the mystery of life and death, our lives, the mystery of the world itself, Christ, God on trial, and the responses that we have in it. We, throughout life, many of us take almost all the parts, and at times Jesus invites us to take his part in a small way and enter the mystery of these Gospels, all four of them, that have a different perspective, each one. I always wonder if the crowds that cried Hosanna in the other Gospels made clear it was the whole city was expecting a certain kind of Messiah. How quickly these crowds seem to turn on him that want him to die even though they know he's innocent. Are they the same people? Or have they been so misled by the leaders that they so quickly can become enemies? We too can move from one to the other. But in between there, we sometimes are left like the apostles, alone. Christ seems to have disappointed us to the point of death. Our prayer's not answered. We ask the question, why? We're between the Hosanna of our fervor and the resurrection of the dead. And this world can be a trial indeed for every one of us, as it is now and in all of human history, for each soul. I was at a convention in 1979. I was in a transition in my own life that was painful. And I went to the Anaheim Convention Center. There were like 18,000 people. It was the annual charismatic convention. They still do that. I went there and was a part of that for many years, and part of the group that put it on, actually. And I was sitting there, and we had a speaker that got up, Mother Angelica. Nobody knew who this was. She hadn't done anything. I guess she had a printing thing, and they were distributing books. And so she got up. They said, well, they let her out of the community 3 times a year, and this is one of them. And everybody applauded. This very holy-looking person gets up. And she started out with a joke. She said, I'm so proud, so glad to come here that I went right out and had a banana split, she says. And everybody laughed. She didn't look like she ever ate one of those. But she was telling that story. She said, you know, when I went into the convent, Canton, Ohio, next door to where I grew up, Akron, and she said, all I wanted to do is be a nun. I wanted to be a poor Claire since I was a little girl. And I went in there, and they had me scrubbing the floors. And the scrubber got away from me, and I fell on the floor, and I hurt my knees, and I could not kneel. And as I approached solemn vows, Mother Superior came to me and said, sister, you can't go on. We're not going to let you make vows. You can't kneel. If you can't kneel, you can't be one of us. Your vocation lies elsewhere. That's God's will for you. And she went before the Lord. This is her story. She said she's mad at him for 3 days. Didn't say a word. She won the Blessed Sacrament and sat there. She said, all I wanted to do was be a nun. Why did this happen to me? Why did you lead me this far only for this accident to occur? And now they're going to throw me out. She said, if you heal me, I'll found my own community and start a ministry of evangelization for you. And somehow they did let her stay. And after a lot of surgery and a healing, actually, she even put her braces away. And you know, the rest, she got up and she said, I feel called to start a television studio. And oh my God, this nun's nuts, but she did. But you remember that what our Lord said to her at that moment of greatest abandonment, 3 days, at the end of 3 days, she said, why me? To the crucifix. And she said she heard very distinctly in her heart. Jesus looked at her from the cross. He said, yes, Angelica, and why me? And why me? Jesus can trump us every time. And that's his final answer on earth. Why me? So we find ourselves at times filled with the Holy Spirit. God is with us. Boy, we sure see our prayers being answered. We're fervent. And before you know it, our actions have betrayed him. We're human beings. Every disciple did this. Every single one. They didn't yell, crucify him. Not even Judas. He repented, but not the right way. Instead of asking for forgiveness, he hung himself. Peter turned back, and Christ gave them the kingdom and the 12 thrones before they betrayed him. Notice that. He knew what they were going to do, and yet he was already telling them, when you have recovered, go and strengthen your brothers. Even they fell away. We too are going to fall away. That's why we have so many confessions this week. Last Tuesday was the second largest penance service we've ever had here. It's just, we want to come back, but we also betray him. We all crucify him with what we do. But in between there, we're in the moment when there are times we just don't understand our Lord. We expect him to be the Messiah. We expect something, and there he is on the cross, and we just don't get it. He's not even saving himself, let alone us. And we're tempted to walk away. There were some women that did not walk away. And John was the first to come back. And Mary stayed by the cross throughout the whole thing because she alone knew the whole story. She knew exactly who he was. She knew the consequences for her nation. She knew that the disciples would come back. And she knew he would rise from the dead. But it didn't make it any easier for her to watch her son die a horrible death like that. So we too, we have to share something with our Lord, I think. You know, we might be Simon of Cyrene involuntarily carrying a cross, or we might be with the women who voluntarily did everything they could to show him they were still with him. They stayed by the cross and endured the taunting of the chief priests who should have known better, just as we Catholics have been betrayed by some of our chief priests. But the rest of us, we stay with Jesus, and he is there, and we've all gone through something with him. And when we get to heaven, what would it be like if we haven't shared something of the sufferings of Christ? How would I understand anything of him if I didn't have some small part in what he did in the world? He hides himself in our trials as well as our joys. The disciples had to be sifted like wheat because they knew so much about him. The closer we get to him, the more he's going to invite us into the real mystery of life. We have only a brief time on earth. People have come and gone through the centuries and have lived this passion in each of our lives as we follow him. He still walks through the church today, inviting us into the mystery without explaining why. We don't even understand why he had to go through all of that. Why so much suffering? But we know he loves us, and no matter how much suffering you may have or I may have, we know that Christ has been there. He's one of us. He's not sitting on a couch watching us suffer. He's been here. And when we meet him without saying a word, a glance alone will be enough to have shared with him something forever. And that's the great gift of our faith, that we understand something of suffering because we were here and heard the passion and knew the end of the story.